sister, don't you cheat on me. Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice.
Kiss FM, where we give away £100 a day.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Way to see Warwick House.
Oh,
Caesar, what is this place?
Warwick House, Mark Antony, on Dublin's Appian Way.
The men are ready to capture it.
Oh, Mark Antony, there is an easier way. A £30 membership in the Heytesbury Social Club member's private drawer. Warwick House is the trophy to be won.
Warwick House on Appian Way. On you Saturdays and Sundays, 2 to 6, Mondays and Wednesdays, 4 to 7. March along and become a member for only £30.
Mark my words, Antony. Whoever takes this prize will have an empire of their own.
Phone 685-998 for further details.
It's unbeatable value. It's the first of its kind. It's Rags in Talbot Street. A brand new discount store with bright ideas in fashion for men. Cooler than cool styles at hotter than hot prices. Get into the real gear. Get into real discount value. Get into Rags in Talbot Street, right next to the Irish Life now. Rags rocks the men's market with great value gear.
Fogelberg and Dancing Shoes here at Kiss FM. It's 27 and a half minutes to 11. My name is Tony Garrett, and it's nice to be with you for a Thursday. Three of the great 60s classics on the way, but a quick word for you if you're motoring in the old jammer today and that you're driving particularly far outside the city centre. There are still quite a number of icy patches that haven't been affected by the thaw, which is setting in widespread around town. So keep it in mind when you do decide to put it into fourth that the ground you're driving on could be rather hazardous. Keep it in mind and keep the old gears in a low order. And watch it and enjoy the music. This is from Working With Fire and Steel, the new single from China Crisis, Wishful Thinking.
among the bones. They shine upon my brow today. My love, my life is fading fast away. But, my darling, you will be my darling, you will be always in your mind, there to me. And when the rain's silver white, my love, and your cheeks no longer bright, with the roses of the May, my love, I will kiss your lips and say, oh, my love.
Kiss FM, where we give away £100 a day.
That's kind yet strong, and oh,
got built on smiles and tears. And oh, how I know I love you so. And when I think about the times we've made it through, with all our doubts and our fears, with a love that's kind yet strong. And oh, how I know I love you so.
102.7 Kiss FM, sounding twice as good. Couple of guys there from Dublin, John and Willie Hughes, called Minor Detail, and I Will Always Love You. 10:45 at Kiss. We've got three of the great classics coming up from the 60s shortly. Some of the trivia from this day over the years, well, it was a year after they flunked their first audition that the Beatles released Please Please Me, which was to become their first hit single. That was today, 21 years ago. Also celebrating birthdays, Long John Baldry, responsible for weaning Rod Stewart, and Maggie Bell, an original member of Stone the Crows. Happy birthday to both. Those great classics on the way, starting with this one from the mid-60s from Gene Pitney.
Something's gotten hold of my heart, keeping my soul and my senses apart. Something's gotten into my life, cutting its way through my dreams like a knife, turning me up, turning me down, making me smile and making me proud. In a world that was small, I once lived in a time that was peace with no trouble at all. But then you came back. Beautiful land.
who's having a super half-price sale?
Jenny Ashton.
Where are you buying your party and cocktail dresses?
Jenny Ashton.
And where is Jenny Ashton's? In Exchequer Street, of course. Jenny Ashton's super half-price sale. Now on at 36 Exchequer Street, Dublin.
Thinking of getting married? Then don't miss the wedding fair this Sunday, January 15th at the Latouche Hotel Greystones from 2 to 6pm. Fashions by Sadie Green. That's Sunday, 2 to 6pm at the Latouche Hotel in Greystones.
Fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. We are now docking at Cloud 9.
Cloud 9, not just a fast food restaurant.
You're hungry in the daytime or you're hungry at night. We'll cruise down to Cloud 9 and grab yourself a bite.
Doner kebabs, pizzas, quarter pounders, and spicy Mexican tacos. Open 12 noon till 4 a.m. with special lunchtime prizes. Cloud 9, 65 Upper Dorset Street, the best space in town.
Cloud 9.
Which top Irish fashion designer has taken one-third off the entire autumn collection this season?
Patrick Howard, of course.
102.7, Kiss FM.
It's easy to like, it's easy to listen to. 102.7 Kiss FM with twice as many memories. 5.5 minutes to 11, The Foundations from 67, and that one 21 years old, unreleased today. The Beatles, of course, Please Please Me, which was to become their first hit single. 60 seconds of Kiss FM in 10 minutes examines WHO's reaction to the effects of alcoholism on our society. The World Health Organization, or WHO as they're known in society today, have suggested that with alcoholism on the increase, the government should cut back in making alcohol so available rather than making and taking advantage and taking revenue from it. We ask for your attitudes and your opinions. We have the result in about 10 minutes. Bob Gallico is news for us in 5 minutes. Meanwhile, Yam will be there. Quincy Jones produced this. This is James Ingram here on Kiss FM.
102.7 KISS FM is KISS Dublin.
It's 11 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. High winds and bad weather have caused disruption to most cross-channel sailings. This morning's 2:15 sailing from Pembroke to Rosslare was cancelled, and it will now leave at 2:30 this afternoon. Sealing ferry from Fishguard to Rosslare was running late. It was expected to leave Rosslare on schedule at about 9 o'clock this morning. Gardaí and County Louth are questioning a man about a break-in in Castle Bellingham where a shotgun and ammunition were taken. The gang forced their way into the home of local solicitor Patrick McMahon last night. The family were tied up and the gang made off in Mr. McMahon's car, which is still missing. According to a report published in Britain today, the use of supergrass informers can lead to the conviction of the innocent, and such informers shouldn't be granted immunity from prosecution. Lord Gifford, QC, said that since the practice began to be widely used 2 years ago, more than 400 people had been charged on supergrass evidence, but he said too many evil men had been granted immunity for too little benefit to the community. He added that those who genuinely wanted to turn over a new leaf won't be deterred by the prospect of having to serve a sentence for their own crimes. There have been more artillery exchanges on the outskirts of Beirut. Fighting was concentrated in the city's southern suburbs and the hills above the U.S. Marine base near Beirut International Airport. No casualties were reported, and Beirut radio said efforts were underway to secure a local ceasefire. The Druze opposition leader, Mr. Walid Jumblatt, wants night curfews and press censorship to be ended as part of a peace agreement throughout Lebanon, a Beirut newspaper claims today. British embassy officials in Paris are trying to secure the release of two British lorry drivers who were taken hostage by French farmers yesterday. The drivers were ambushed as they drove towards Limon with a cargo of lamb, and they were forced to distribute some of their cargo to local hospitals and homes, according to reports. It's thought the men may be forced to drive in a French protest against British meat imports in Paris today. The chairman of the British Labour Party's Food Agriculture Committee, Mr. Tom Tourney, wants immediate government action. He said it was a shameless, barefaced act of daylight robbery at which the French government appears to be conniving. In retaliation, some MPs have called for the banning of French UHT milk. In Spain, police threw stones to disperse shipyard workers demonstrating in the northern town of Gijon. The police ran out of rubber bullets as they tried to control the protest against the government's plans to axe thousands of jobs in the shipbuilding industry. In Argentina, more than 2,000 inmates at three prisons are on hunger strike to demand improvements in their conditions. President Raul Alfonsín has promised early legislation to meet their demands. High winds in Scotland claimed three lives during the night. A 32-year-old woman died when winds overturned her caravan home in Argyll. Her daughter was seriously injured. In Glasgow, a boy in his teens was killed by falling masonry, and two people were trapped when a wall collapsed. And a motorcyclist died in Fife after his machine collided with a fallen tree. Independent radio news from Dublin at 3 minutes past 11.
102.7 KISS FM.
And Dublin's weather for the rest of the day. Cold and windy, sleet showers in places, some heavy, prolonged and thundery at times. Drier weather expected this afternoon with a thaw. The high will be 5 degrees Celsius and winds will be westerly on Dublin Bay, 4-7 to strong, gale 4-9. This is Michael Johnson.
Everybody likes a celebration, happy music and conversation. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have a blues. In the corner there's a couple dancing. From the kitchen I can I'm I'd be better off to just forget her a while. We'd rather be alone some more, so.
I know
this life won't last forever. I know the sun got to shine.
On the increase, the World Health Organization has suggested that governments should make alcohol less available instead of deriving revenue from it. Is this a remedy for alcoholism? We asked you.
The newspapers this week stated that they predict a drop in the taxes on alcohol because of the revenue being lost by the government with the price of alcohol being so high.
Well, when you take drugs, they're banned, and people can still get them, so even if they cut down the amount of places where alcohol is available, people will still get it no matter what if they want it.
The trouble with that is if you curry out altogether, you're going to stop the guy who goes out for a casual drink now and again.
Well, there's so much tax on alcohol now and drinking less. I'll cut down the maybe I usually have 5 pints, I'll cut down to 3.
I don't think it should be made less available. I think that it's up to the individual themselves to judge whether they want to drink or not.
From the point of view of restricting alcohol, I think you would also be running into the problem of restricting a social outlet for the majority of people in the country.
There's a man who plays the game of life so well. His thoughts you can never tell. And it's just the way he thought it would be. Cause the day has come for him to be free. Then he laughs, he kicks and rolls up his sleeve. I'm alive and I'm here forever. This is the man.
And it's just the way he thought it would be.
Thank you.
The world of magical electronics lights up with a spectacular New Year's sale. Minimum 10% off all, yes, all Tandy products. And that's only the beginning. Huge discounts on all computers, printers, and software. A fabulous selection of electronic toys, kits, and components at virtually half price. And hi-fi systems and hi-fi separates from as little as $189.95. Stereo headphones from only $5.95. Hurry in now for clearance prices at Tandy, George's Street, Dublin. An electronic wonderland. Girls, who's having a super half-price sale? Jenny Ashton. Where are you buying your party and cocktail dresses? Jenny Ashton. And where is Jenny Ashton's? In Exchequer Street, of course. Jenny Ashton's super half-price sale. Now on at 36 Exchequer Street, Dublin.
Attention, businessmen. A unique development of 2,000 square feet factory and warehouse units are now available at Western Industrial Estate, Nace Road. For sale or lease, contact William Harvey & Company on 604-748.
I won't be satisfied till you're by my side. Don't wait any longer.
Come back. Why don't you come back? Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay for good this time. Come back and stay for good this time. I was trying to hide what I felt inside. Passed me by. You said you'd return. You said you'd be mine till the end of time. But I'm waiting any longer. Why don't you come back?
Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back. Stay for good this time.
Did you
back come back and stay for good this time?
Kiss FM, the music continues. That's easy to listen to and easy to like. Now, Parley, Paul Young, who has provisionally lined up a concert date for Dublin, I'm told, next May or thereabouts. That's Come Back and Stay. 16 minutes past 11 here at Kiss, where the £100 a day cash giveaway continues indefinitely due to an enlarged and eternally young checkbook. The essential secret is you listen to Column each morning, 8 through 8.30. When you hear that special record, £100 cash giveaway winner for that particular day. Couldn't be more straightforward, and you couldn't be luckier, mind you. We haven't played it yet today. It's Randy Edelman's Concrete and Clay, and it's coming up before 8 this evening. This is Carole King.
I'll never let you see the way my broken heart is hurting me. I've got my pride, and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying in the rain.
2.7 Kiss FM, where we give away £100 a day.
So what, I'll get over you. So what, I'll find something to do on these lonely nights. It's good to be free. So what, I've got friends of my own. So what, I won't.
Separate ways.